Senior news analyst Daniel Shore says it's worth remembering on this Memorial Day two people who died on Saturday, Americans who served their country but not on the battlefield.
It is in its way fitting that Sam Dash and Archibald Cox should be memorialized on a weekend dedicated to those who defended the Republic. That the Senate Watergate Counsel and the special prosecutor, working in effective tandem, surely did. It was Dash, the one-time Philadelphia district attorney, who negotiated a plea bargain with disaffected White House counsel John Dean that made Dean the star witness on how Nixon managed the Watergate cover-up. And it was Dean who first expressed suspicion that Nixon had a taping system in the Oval Office. And then it was Special Prosecutor Cox who fought for the release of the most incriminating tapes, driving Nixon to fire the special prosecutor and padlock his offices in what became known as the Saturday Night Massacre. There ensued what White House Chief of Staff Alexander Haig called a nationwide firestorm that forced Nixon to name a new special prosecutor, Leon Jaworski, who resumed the pursuit of the tapes up to the Supreme Court. The tapes revealed how Nixon had tried to shift blame for the Watergate break-in to the CIA, how he had ordered payoffs to Watergate defendants for their silence. Dash later wrote, "Nixon believed he was a sovereign who had the authority to act above the law, a president who brought us close to dictatorship." Cox, who returned to Harvard Law School, later wrote, "The long-range aim of the Watergate investigation and prosecution was to show that the government could cleanse itself and put it in shape that the people could trust." They ought to give medals for that kind of service. This is Daniel Shore.